to a honeymoon and I forgot that I have to do. There's not a lot of news. It's Fox Studios and it's New Mutants and it's stuff. It's a lot of good stuff to talk about. And Koi's here and he's playing commercials. All right, stay right there. We're going to be right back.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's
doing was like talking about, hey everybody, just sit right there. We're going to talk about Tokyo. We're going to talk about everything that you can do. But I forgot to mention that to you guys. Like, all right, no, Doctor Strange is back.
Ah,
I get
there it is. That makes sense. Yeah, you got a theme now.
Yeah, I have a theme. Sense. I have a theme. Right, I also like that within like 1 second of the song, I'm like, no, oh, Doctor Strange. No, I know this one. All right, hey, let's go with it. No, but I was like, I'm going to do the cold open today. I forgot how everything works.
Right.
I was going to want to talk about Tokyo and maybe Westworld, and then you guys are going to be like...
We accidentally just did that, but without the commentary.
Yeah, we
nailed it in real life.
I legitimately just also forgot how everything works.
I didn't watch the latest Westworld, I just realized.
I'm a few episodes behind.
Doom demands no spoilers.
Right,
I shouldn't tell you guys what the man... I'm just kidding. I'm not going to try.
If Ed Harris comes out of your mouth, even one time.
Ed Harris?
Like Ed Harris comes out of his mouth?
Like no, because I want to know what's going on with it.
Bullworth poster, like,
happy birthday, Ed Harris.
Yeah. So hi everybody. I've been gone for 2 weeks. If you've never seen the show until today, I'm usually the host. But I've been on my honeymoon. So I got married.
Yay! No, this is not his wife, Chad.
No, thank you. No. This is my very good friend April Wallin.
She has her own husband.
I do have my own husband.
Whose name is
also Matt. Yep.
But not me. There's more than one Matt.
Oh, shit.
In this world.
You don't say. Yeah.
No, for real. It's like the third most popular name in the world, I think.
I actually just remembered, since I haven't actually had a wedding, I was supposed to know.
Oh, no.
The internet, because people in Ohio don't know.
Ohio,
don't listen to this.
Oh, my God.
Ohio, do not listen to this podcast today.
Matt's going
to
kill me.
Matt Key confirms.
Matt Key did not.
Matt and April are getting married. Different Matt, but Matt Key confirms.
Oh, man.
All right, so
Fox and Marvel have commented nothing on the matter of the marriage.
If this is your very first show ever listening to us, I apologize that we've gotten so far off the track right now.
Yes.
Let me get us back onto the track.
On.
Yeah, we should have Brittany on. Brittany's a lot of fun.
My
wife, she's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear she's good people.
Yeah, she's good people. We are the Marvel Movie News, coming to you live from 1407 Gray Malkin Lane. I decided today.
Okay.
In honor of the New Mutants.
Okay.
I couldn't listen. Anyway, we'll get into that later. I'm so far off base already. This is episode 110, which is the perfect episode for me to return on from my jaunt to Tokyo for a honeymoon. Because Strange Tales number 110 was the first introduction. That was the first appearance of Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So episode 110 is a perfect one for me to come back on.
When you emailed that, I was like... Yo, I forgot how nerdy Matt Key was. Like, I was like, oh, and he's back. He's like, episode 110 is the perfect episode for me to return because my Doctor Strange. I'm like, yeah, it's
true. Yeah. Even amongst nerds, like Matt Key stands alone.
Yes.
Head and shoulders above the rest.
That's true. 6'3" of nerd.
6'5". Don't rob me of those 2 inches.
Whoa.
6'5".
It's hard on. It's just too tall for my brain to accept.
And I was at least a head taller than almost every single person in Tokyo. It was actually...
That is not surprising.
It was, and everyone told me that would be the case, and it wasn't quite as bad as everyone said it would be, but it was still, like, I would still be on the metro looking, like, just in a sea of heads and no other faces, and typically the only other faces I would see popping up above that, like, the typical head was, like, another white dude.
Everybody else is having claustrophobic panic attacks while you're just
I see everything. Yes. Yeah.
Well, the average male height is 5'6", so that's in the world.
Wow.
Did you have a hard time getting through doorways?
Above average.
Only in Harajuku.
It was actually.
It actually wasn't too bad.
I love that you seriously answered that. Thank you.
Yeah, Harajuku was no. I bumped my head really hard in a bar in Shibuya.
How drunk were you?
That sounds like a
song.
Two
beers in, it wasn't too bad. Yeah, does it? Yeah. I hit my head really hard in Shibuya.
Our host has wandered off to seven.
So true. All right.
Back to
nerd
news.
I'm Marvel Movie News. We tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes app. Oh my God, I'm so bad at this. YouTube.com/PopcornTalkNetwork or on their website, popcorntalknetwork.com, or on Twitter at MarvelNewsPTN or at the Popcorn Talk, or on Facebook.com/MarvelNewsShow. And guys, if you tweet a link out to our show with a message telling people about the live chat, Doom in the booth, we retweet you.
Doom wants to know what's going on with Marvel.
Not a lot. Not a whole heck of a lot, Doom.
Disappointing.
Sorry, we don't make up the news.
Only some weeks do we make up the news. Only sometimes.
Yes.
X-Men Avengers are confirmed. You heard it here first. Matt Key confirmed.
Did not. I'm Matt Key at the Matt Key. We're also joined by Koy Jandreau at CoyJandreau and Markeia McCarty at MarkeiMccarty.
So close. An A.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't.
MarkeiA. Mccarty.
Say it one more time.
MarkeiA. Mccarty.
Okay.
Matt Key confirms that Matt Key missed the A.
That was the voice of Doom at that Zach Wilson. We've got Skult. God, man, I'm so far off.
This is just
Colt
Bedeau
tweeting from the Starjammer. As always, he's our social media guru. And we're joined by our special guest, April Wallin. Hello, April!
Yay!
Hey! you are a novelist, correct?
I am a novelist.
What's the name of your book, and where can we buy it?
It's 13 Offerings on Amazon. I'm trying to get a Kindle Scout thing out, so hopefully that'll happen.
Okay.
And, yeah, I also do a show called Superhero Primetime.
Nice!
It's on iTunes, where we talk about all the TV shows and stuff out there, all the CW craziness and
the giant crossover that's going. Ooh, yes, audience, yes. All the giant 4-part crossover that's going on. And
that's gonna be a fun one.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are the Marvel Movie News, and so far we've talked about nothing Marvel, and we're about 5 minutes in. So let's stop that. I apologize.
I did mention Shield.
Yeah, you did. You did.
There we go. We got a Shield.
Let's jump over to Fox Studios, where basically almost all of our news comes from Fox Studios. By the way,
mutants.
Fox Studios announced 2 new Marvel films have been added to the slate. They are currently unannounced what they'll actually be, but they are reserving space for November 2nd of 2018 and February 14th of 2019. So this is like 2 years in the future.
Yeah.
Which means that these are films that should probably be going into production next year.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Valentine's 2019 won't even go into production until 2018. So like that's really far off.
But we know that's got to be Deadpool 3.
Deadpool 3, because it's
Valentine's Day.
Or X-Force. That's the other thing, because like
Deadpool is X-Force.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah. But for November 2nd.
But November 2nd. So let me also throw this log onto the fire. Currently, the only thing Fox has coming out for certain is Logan, and that comes out in March.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they've got March 2nd and June 29th of 2018 also slated, but they still don't have films for those. So Fox now has 5 dates, only one of which is claimed, and that's Logan, which we have a trailer for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When's Guardians?
Guardians is next May, I think, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, we have Logan, then 2 months later we get Guardians.
Yay.
Sequel. But we also know that Fox is working on Deadpool 2, Gambit, New Mutants, possible X-Men sequels, and a possible, please God no, Fantastic Four sequel.
God. They could do it right.
They
this
could.
Time,
they
I
could.
Would.
Gambit
not if it's linked
shelved.
To the last one.
Yeah, Gambit's out of the running.
Well, Gambit is
really?
Shelved. But,
shelved. Not like,
but
not like,
not like
decapitated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like, but like Deadpool 2 like is supposedly going into production sometime soon, but I still don't know if Cable is actually cast. Like,
it's going to be PG-13 too. Didn't they say that?
Wait, what?
I thought it was going to be R. I thought I saw something about them saying that it was going to be PG-13.
I think that's a troll trying to get people like me angry.
Oh, yeah.
And it worked. Just hearing those words.
Oh, sorry.
They will not dare. It made too much money. They literally redefined what superhero movies are by going R. So
well,
if they go PG-13, that's like castrating it.
Well, what I read about it was that the script actually didn't call for a rated R rating this time around.
So Deadpool's not in it.
Well, yeah, I know, right?
It sounds like he left the screen. He's like, no, I'm good.
So, I mean, maybe it was something terrible that I read, but I don't know. I read it somewhere. Sorry, I'm trolling you guys.
But let's take a look at these dates. We've got March 2nd of next year, or of 2018,
mm-hmm.
June 29th of 2018. Now we've got November 2nd of 2018. So we've got 3 films coming out in 2018 from Fox, all of them Marvel, and then we've got Valentine's 2019.
Well, what's coming out in November before?
Gambit?
Like, I think New Mutants has got to be one of them.
As the one guy buying his Gambit ticket early, I think Gambit is the only guy being like, yeah, no, that's still a good idea. Yeah, great.
I just hope it's going to be
Chey Tate.
I just hope.
Chey Tate.
Yo, see Tate. Wear that Gambit suit. Yo, put that trench coat on, bro.
Oh, no.
Just turn it up, bro. Let's go.
Did you hear the word see Tate?
You heard see Tate and bro in the same sentence.
I would like to point out that
why wouldn't those be together?
I would like to point out that I said the words Chey Tate.
Chey Tate. Oh, my God. Bruh, we're all brought up. Chey Tate,
see Tate. Right now, we are here.
I love Chey Tate's. That works. Every time we say that, we have to play like the Magic Mike theme song.
Yeah.
Was it Genuine My Pony?
Yeah.
The actual theme.
That's how you get Gambit greenlit. You just have him come out to Pony. Just like spinning his stick, breaking the fourth wall, spinning his staff.
Oh my God. I'll die. Yeah.
All right. So,
ooh, did it get hot
in front of Rob, just spinning his staff.
Marvel.
Maybe it's Doctor Strange 1.5.
Oh, well, if you guys want to talk Doctor Strange,
this is wow. No, but that's three news stories, and one of them involves spinning a staff.
How to get Matt further off topic?
Yeah, Doctor Strange. Right. There you go,
Doctor Strange.
So again, Deadpool 2, Gambit, New Mutants, X Men, and Fantastic Four. Like, there's also possible X Force. Maybe there's a Deadpool 3 in there. So, like, March 2nd, June 29th. November 2nd and February 14th of 2 years from now, where do we think Deadpool 2 is landing? Because they don't have a February date in there. So do we think that's March 2nd of 2018?
I think March would be the Gambit one because they don't trust it, clearly.
But that means we're not getting, like, we're not getting Deadpool 2 until late in 2018. Like, June 29th. Would they put Deadpool 2 on June 29th?
Oh, yeah, no, it'd make more sense in March.
Yeah.
And then the following maybe Gambit.
See, here's what I'm thinking. Deadpool 2, March 2nd. New Mutants, June 29th.
Yeah, because they want a big team movie to be the summer. That would make total
and
sense.
And then November 2nd of 2018 will either be one of the X-Men sequels or maybe Gambit.
Or it's Deadpool 3 and they film them close enough back-to-back that you can lead the second one into an X-Force film. What you do is you make the second one a lead-up to the team-up movie, so the end of the third act is the team coming together, and then 6 months later you release the next one, like the Matrix sequels.
Well, see, what I'm seeing is March 2nd is Deadpool 2,
mm-hmm.
Then June 29th of 2018 is New Mutants, and then they've got their new X-Men team, the X-Force team, starting to build because New Mutants will bleed into X-Force.
So then you would do Deadpool
3.
Then Deadpool 3, no, not November 2nd. That would be February 14th of 2019 would be the big Deadpool with X-Force.
Yeah. So they have something in late 2018 as of right now?
Yeah, November.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm looking at the list of MCU properties, and right now there is a hole in the fall of 2018 as far as I can see. Between Ant-Man and the Wasp, which comes out July 6th, and then Captain Marvel, which doesn't come out until March of 2019.
Yeah.
It's the longest gap I've ever seen in a Marvel lineup.
Marvel is probably going to throw something in there.
Do you think all that's going to be coming before Gambit? Like, to try to get, like, do you think they're going to try to introduce Gambit in a team?
Here's the other thing.
And then have him have his
That's
soul
actually not a bad idea.
I think that would be the best idea, because a lot of people don't know Gambit that well. Like, all they have is that terrible excuse of
And they're worried about Channing Tatum as Gambit, so it'd be good to introduce him somewhere where it's not, here's all my money for Channing Tatum as Gambit. You introduce him and be like, oh, I love it. They did a good thing. And then earn the
money.
It'd
be the smartest, because you get people to like the character, and then, like, oh, he has his own movie. Oh,
that's how I do it. You have, like, a 2-scene cameo where you're like, I love how he portrayed him, and then here's some money.
Like Tom Holland?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we need.
And who's this Channing Tatum that you're talking about? You mean Chey Tate?
Chey Tate?
Chey Tate's latte?
Golden Globe Academy Award, Emmy Award winning Chey Tate's.
Oh, man.
I love Channing Tatum. I really love his Gambit.
That could be fun.
What was the Seth Rogen movie, the End of the World one?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. He was great in that. This is the end.
Like the dog collar.
Yeah, he was great in that. He just
came out of left field.
Bravo, Chey Tate's. Bravo, yeah. Like, he knows who he is. Like, he knows him.
What was the other one he was being banned? Oh, he was being banded about for Shazam.
Wait, what? Really?
Channing Tatum.
I mean, I guess.
Sure.
Wait, isn't that who's doing that?
The Rock is Black Adam.
So Channing Tatum versus The Rock, I think.
I don't know. The Rock wins that. The Rock has already won, and he's the villain, so I don't know if that's acceptable. Yeah. I don't know if we can just...
Yeah. All right, let's move on now that we're like 30 minutes
now,
into the
John
show.
Now, John Cena
and
versus The Rock in Thor.
Ooh. Yeah.
That yes. Is. Although John Cena... Oh, wait.
Not there. Not there. Not there yet. Skip it out. All right, Logan. Logan, as we've already mentioned, is coming out next March. We still don't have a lot of news on that, but we did get a couple new pictures in Empire Magazine. We've got him there. We've got Logan.
Awesome.
Running away with X-23 Laura Kinney, played by Daphne Keene.
I wonder how many official screen grabs Fox has released of Wolverine in a tank top carrying someone.
Yeah. That's actually...
You know what I mean? Because there's the classic him running through the woods in the trailers, but then I feel like as common as that is, there's a shot of him carrying someone in a tank top.
Yeah.
I think those are the two promotional still uses.
Yeah, I agree.
I like that the truck is a fire.
Of course.
A flame. The truck is all aflame.
Yes.
And then there's also this one where he
sorry.
is accosting Professor X.
Oh,
probably shaking him down for money that he owes him or something.
He's patting his pockets.
Accosting or about to hug.
No. It's definitely he's about to just start punching Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Getting him ready for a good beating.
Now, I just want to point out that Hugh Jackman is looking ever more Mel Gibson-y, and Mel Gibson is always my old man Logan, so thanks, Fox, for giving me my dreams.
It is true.
He's looking very Mel Gibson-y. That one shot
is very, like, he is very, like disheveled Hollywood crazy.
Right? Yeah. Full Gibson, man. They brought him Full Gibson. You never know Full Gibson. They brought him Full Gibson.
Full Gibson.
Oh, wow.
Always that should be a term.
Yeah. And by the way, for those of you listening to us on iTunes, I apologize you can't see the pictures. The first picture was of Hugh Jackman carrying Daphne Keene with a truck behind him burning. And he looked all bloodied, and his tank top was all ripped, and it was like, oh, man, he's such a hero.
Grizzly.
Then this is a picture we're currently looking at of Hugh Jackman as Logan trying to help Patrick Stewart up out of his wheelchair or something. So,
but
you can look them all up online. They're Empire magazines from like a couple days ago. So,
yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Before we leave Fox.
Yep. Okay.
I think there is a slim chance that the last date of that new date set is an X-Men reboot. And I think planting an X-Men or two in each of the lead-up films and then assembling the team by way of sprinkling it is the best way to go, because it sounds like Bryan Singer's got another 5 movies, so he's not doing the next X-Men.
Yeah.
The last one didn't do as well as they thought it would because it cost so much money that you'd have to have needed more money than that movie should be able to make to make it profitable, so it was a silly move all around. So I think what they might do is like one or two X-Men, one X-Men, X-Force, and then reboot X-Men.
Yeah.
That's my dream theory. Since Kevin Feige basically came out and said that the crossover's not happening,
I
want that last movie, and I want to say it here first, to be an X-Men reboot with the original team done right. That's my hope.
And Storm says more than 2 lines.
Oh, yeah. God,
and
yeah,
none of
yeah.
them involve toads.
Yes, our
zero
line.
Zero toads.
Zero
toads.
Zero
do you know
zero
what happens quote. To was a toad struck by lightning? What
not,
was that?
The same thing that happens to everything
That's something
else.
We don't talk about.
Yeah. So I think that'd be a cool way to do it. I think that'd be a great...
I don't disagree with you, and I think that's what... I think that would be the smart move for Fox, which means that they're probably not going to do that. But the marketing for all of those films will
be
the
great.
Best.
It's going to be great.
It'll be
and
better than any other
studio.
I understand
we just had a reboot, but the reboot didn't really go over as well because it was too soft a reboot. It was like silk. It needed to be at least cotton.
Yeah.
Like, it just needed to go somewhere. So I think this might be the way. Because the fact they announced dates so close together.
Yeah.
And you got all these alternates.
You know what I would love to see?
We could do it.
You know what I think would be cool is if they did Giant Size X-Men as a film. And they had, like, Professor X collecting the newer X-Men to go save the old X-Men, because we all know who the X-Men are, so we don't really need to do origin stories.
Yeah,
we don't need introductions anymore. They're
not
like,
necessary.
We know them.
We know them. So screw it. Yeah, the original team is stuck on some crazy living island called Krakatoa, and is like, oh my god, we're all gonna die unless I go get these other X-Men.
Did you hear my pitch on Screen Junkies for how the X-Men could work in Marvel?
No.
My dream was having Scarlet Witch introduced in Doctor Strange as an alternate dimension. So in Doctor Strange 2, you have him training Scarlet Witch like we've talked about.
Yeah.
And then instead of the classic line from the comics, instead of her saying no more mutants, she has like a full psychotic break. And then at the end she just says mutants. And it activates all the mutants in the Marvel Universe. So instead of negating the X gene, it activates the X gene. So you have all the rights issues solved.
Yeah.
And then so the first time you ever hear the word mutants in the Marvel Universe is the activation of mutants. And then you have them canon, and it explains why they haven't been around the whole time. So literally with Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange, like, poof, that's what I want.
And it would be Doctor Strange.
And it would be Doctor Strange. Strange.
He's coming out of me right now.
Can you imagine the, like, just the shot, the montage of her being like, mutants. And then every mutant you already recognize, you have Logan suddenly, like, and like Cyclops, woof, like you literally have the comic dream with one word, but it's all the rights issues.
And Coy just fixed the universe.
I just,
he's like, Band-Aid right here.
Everyone's introduced, and we're like, okay, we're good, let's move on.
So do you see, like, where they all were with, like, no powers? Like, Hugh Jackman was just, like, hanging out in New York when Avengers went down.
Yeah, he's just like, oh man, I wish I could do something about this.
You know,
he'd
be like working in like a scrap yard or something.
Oh yeah, he's at a bar in Canada and just like, oh, it's yours.
No, you know
but with no
way.
Powers, he's just like a pizza delivery guy.
the best way for him to discover that he has his powers, because he's got claws, but he's also got the healing factor, is for him to be scratching his face, and then the claws come out off. Like
so,
brain like no. lobotomize him. He's like, skrrsh.
So Matt, those
whoa, I'm healed.
Matt, those would be bone claws, right?
Yeah, they would be the bone claws.
Yeah. I don't believe in bone claws. I don't accept them as canon and never will.
I personally would just like him holding a shot and just come out and being like, eh.
But can you imagine the imagery of Scarlet Witch saying mutants and then a young boy getting the optic blast and a girl suddenly hearing all the voices and then like
she's
Aurora
like making
just,
the world
being in Africa like under rubble and all of a sudden like a storm. Like there's so much imagery they could do that would explain everything. It'll never happen.
You see actual Ryan Reynolds in Hollywood just go, did somebody say mutant?
He's just sitting there reading his like top 10 sexiest men.
Dude,
like,
I read the funniest way that Deadpool could be canon in a new X-Men universe would be to have Deadpool be the one who wrote the Deadpool movie, and that explains why Ryan Reynolds plays him. Like imagine Deadpool existing in the currently established Marvel universe, and then he's like, who should play me? Ryan Reynolds. And then him writing the script, so the movie we all saw is actually in the MCU mutant universe we've already had.
Oh,
but Deadpool wrote it so he'd get someone handsome to play him, and that's why everything lights up for him.
You are messing with my mind.
This is what
right
happens
now,
when
man.
I have too much free time.
Apparently touching myself. Alright, so let's move on to Guardians of the Galaxy real quick. Let's move. This is the one non-Fox story that we have. Sean Gunn discussed the very, very beginning of the film. Here's a quote. It's kind of a long one, so bear with me. When the movie starts, it's only a couple months after the first movie. The Ravagers have not gone hard after Peter Quill after he double-crossed them with the Infinity Stone. There's a little rumbling amongst the Ravagers, like, where does Yondu's allegiance lay here? Is he going soft on Quill? So the Ravagers have to make a decision. You're welcome. Have to make a decision of what they're going to do about Yondu, and I think Kraglin is a key part of that. Kraglin, by the way, is the character that Sean Gunn plays. So... that plays hand in hand with the stuff that I saw at Comic-Con. You were, because you volunteer at Hall H, so you've seen all of this stuff.
I actually got a chair thrown at me by Chris Pratt.
Oh my lord.
What?
Everyone's dream.
They were...
Was it accidental or was he mad?
It was
at you?
Accidental because he was trying
just
to. You know
full Conor McGregor and he's like, ah!
You know how they all like to gather at the end to like take the huge like picture. Yeah. They had all these chairs that they put up there, so they were all the actors were just grabbing the chairs and trying to put them off to the side, and then he just like held it over the stage, like you know, just like, where do I put this? And I'm like, no, don't drop that! And I just like run backstage and I try to intercept it before he does it. And then he just, I get there right when he goes, oh well, and then just drops it, and I have to like jump back so that one of the other actors comes up and he's just looking at his chair and he just hands it to me. I'm like, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate
thank you for
that.
The chair.
Dumb story, but it
no,
was.
It's not a good. There's
hey,
a lot of
Chris
people
Pratt's in that story. It's never a dumb story.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who would love to have a chair thrown at them by Chris Pratt.
And my friend David Yarbo is one of the Ravagers.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
he
cool.
directed a movie. Oh gosh, I can't remember the name of the movie. I'm a terrible friend. But he's worked with Sean Gunn and James Gunn forever since
That's
Troma.
So cool.
I've known him for from the Troma days.
Whoa. Yeah. Way back. You're digging back.
Yes. Yes.
So you've seen the footage that I've seen where we see Yondu is actually
badass.
He's badass, but he's mutineered. Like his the Ravagers mutiny against Yondu because he's not, and apparently, according to what Sean Gunn is saying, it's because he hasn't gone strong enough against Quill.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
they didn't eat him like they were supposed to.
Yeah. We want to eat him.
You've been saying for years we're going to eat him, and we never did.
Yeah.
I've never tasted
Taren. But this goes exactly with like what we saw like in that whole jailbreak thing where like the Ravagers are all falling around like rain, like dead body rain because the arrow is zipping everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
oh, I killed his crew.
He didn't know.
Well, there's a lot crew more than just his crew. There's like his crew, and then there's like the rest of the Ravager Nation. They're in like a
stronghold or
something.
And it's like they have to escape. Yeah, so
that's way more than just his crew. Way more.
So, but the other quote that I like that I pulled, and this is all on comicbook.com if you want to go watch the actual interview. Sean Gunn says, "I've heard my brother, James Gunn, say that the first movie was about creating a family, but the second movie is more about being a family and the struggle of maintaining that." And he says that he thinks that's spot on, and I think that's cool. I'm excited to see that, you know. Mm-hmm. So, do we want to move on to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with Doom? Do you guys have anything else you want to add?
Well, we're doing the egg thing later. Right?
Yeah. We're gonna do Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. first.
I have a cool Guardian story.
Yes.
So,
tell us, Coy.
This weekend ran into the production designer of Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2. Ooh.
Yeah,
and he was the coolest, sweetest guy in the world. And we actually exchanged info, so I'm going to try to get him on the show so we can talk about it.
Ooh. Yeah, cool.
Like,
yes.
And he awesome. Literally, the way he was describing the scope of Guardians 2 mm-hmm. and like the level that Marvel let them just go insane sounds like so Guardians cool. 1 is going to seem like a like Thor. Like, wow. as far, like, Thor 1. Like, he's like, he couldn't believe the freedom they had and how big it was.
So awesome.
And he's like, what you've seen is nothing.
Yes. Well,
and there's so many things I can't talk about. But the things I can talk about are that teaser is just, like, the littlest. And I was like, oh, so is it as crazy as the teaser? Like, the teaser is exactly, like, the feel, but the movie's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Wow, nice. That's so cool.
It's going to be perfect.
I'm excited about
I'm
Ego.
So excited.
What's that?
Ego.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know.
Who's
Ego
supposed
the
to be
planet.
Jason of Spartax, but I'm not going there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's going to be Captain Ron as a planet. Awesome.
Totally okay
so
with
good.
That. Totally
okay. So
and
good.
Then I'll
I'm
get
just like Snake Plissken.
Ron
yeah.
as Jonah.
Yeah. All right, Doom, you want to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? We got a grunt coming back tonight. You want to get us all excited for it?
Oh, yes. All right. So, I mean, I'm excited it's back. It felt like it's 2 months. It's been like
it
three,
has been. It's
been,
it's
like
been a long time.
But yeah, I'm excited it's back. We got one clip for tonight's show that looks really interesting. Robbie's like on the lam, and Gabe and Daisy are having it out. Daisy's sort of consoling him. The thing that's really cool is that Mac gets on a freaking motorcycle with his shotgun axe on his back and rides off into the sunset to chase down Ghost Rider.
Like, it looks like he's Johnny Blaze because he's got like the leather coat on. He's got the shotgun on the back. I'm like,
that actually made me almost like, I'm like, is that what they're implying?
He just like got that, possessed by her.
That
like,
Mac has secretly been Johnny Blaze this whole time.
Oh my god.
I don't think they're doing that. I don't think they're doing that.
That'd be cool.
That'd actually be kind of cool.
I would
though.
Like that.
That'd be great.
But Patton
hit it really well. Sorry.
Patton Oswalt tweeted out that there's a fun twist coming tonight. And
Is the twist that he's finally back in the show?
That's what I wanted to be.
If it's from Patton Oswalt.
Please, please give me all the Agent Koenig LMDs running around. I would also love that surprise that they've been, that's why there's so many of him.
Yeah,
that he's been an LMD for years.
Yeah, like they somehow had that before him.
Yeah, and Radcliffe's just like, wait, but I spent years working on this. I just really want to see Patton Oswalt back on the show. He's one of my favorite characters.
Oh, yeah. And, like, they never fully explained who he was or where he came from. Like, he just disappeared. It's like they forgot that he was a character.
Yeah. Well, he's you know, Patton Oswalt's had his struggles this year.
That's actually very true. It's very sad.
Yeah, very sad stuff. But, like, he is starting to come back. He's starting to work again. So I'm hoping that means that he has made his way back to set. That's it. That's all I got. Check out the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after show tonight at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right after it airs on the West Coast. We'll be talking about all the S.H.I.E.L.D. fun.
Yay.
And nerding out hard for an hour. For a full hour of S.H.I.E.L.D.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what's going on because, like, we also had, like, the explosion where, like, Fitz and Coulson disappeared. And in the trailer, they've got...
Hopefully we'll get that explained.
They've got Gemma Simmons, like, looking at a cocoon, and she's like, like, it's like, oh my god, like, one of her teammates is another teammate, an Inhuman now, so.
I mean, with the Inhumans announcement.
That's so exciting. That happened while I was out. But,
there were rumors all summer that the royal family was going to pop up in S.H.I.E.L.D. this year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was just, like, crossed wires because of, like, people hearing about, like, this announcement coming.
Yeah.
But I would love if they sort of... And they said that it's not a spinoff. The Inhumans show is not a spinoff of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it has to somehow connect because we're dealing with so much Inhuman stuff. And the royal family, like activating because of, like, all the hatred towards Inhumans.
Yeah.
Which is scary real. It's the kind of thing you're like, oh, that's only a small thing of American culture. But, like, yeah. No, it's real relevant now.
Yeah, it's real, real relevant right now. Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm excited for it to come back.
Yeah, and I love, like, I'm one of those people who was like, Inhumans? Yes!
Yeah, me too.
Yes!
I'm like, please, I want to see Medusa. Please, please, please.
Yeah, like, Black Bolt's one of my favorite characters. Like, he's just, like, super powerful. And it's so fun.
Yeah,
I
something
love
that we discussed last week, a fan, I forget the fan right now that brought it up, said a possible thing for it was that they do sign language with Black Bolt.
I thought that was cool.
That was super
cool. That would be really cool, actually, yeah. Because he can't talk. He would kill you. Hi, how are you? Go like, and the entire studio and half of West Hollywood. So, all right. So, let's. Do you guys want to talk? John Cena
sign
first.
Sign language, my bad.
Because that happened, right?
Oh, sure.
I forgot to put that in the rundown, but I know you know the news.
Because wrestling fan. Yeah. John Cena did a cameo in Thor. Like that.
Ragnarok.
It's rumored that he will be playing himself. But it's
really
awesome.
But think about it. When you have like Grandmaster and you know you have the intergalactic gladiator arena scene, and then you have John Cena
there. Oh my god. Can you imagine like.
Wouldn't that be
something like,
else?
John Cena! He just walks out into the ring to this music.
Oh my god!
And
what's funny is that like I could see Taika Waititi doing that.
Yeah,
like,
I could too.
He could. I would absolutely see him wanting to do that, talking Marvel into letting him do
that. And John Cena as John Cena.
And John Cena actually walking into the Grandmaster's ring as John Cena to that
music. And they're like, where's he been the rest of the Marvel Universe? Well, you can't see him. So he's been there the whole time.
He's been there the whole time.
He's been right there.
They did say this was going to be one of the craziest movies, even comparatively to Doctor Strange.
Yes.
So, like, what if Jeff Goldblum's just standing there as the Grandmaster? Who is our next fighter? What is his name?
Yeah.
Just keep playing this throughout the episode.
We do a lot of wrestling shows. Yeah. This is on our soundboard.
Yes, and it would be something else if he's like immediately killed or something. Like,
No. I want John Cena to win.
I want him to win
the tournament. I want him to beat Thor.
Yeah. Cena wins. Oh well.
Oh well.
I think they would end up teaming up. I don't think he would be. I think.
Man, there's so many memes though. Oh, I should pull some of those memes.
Yeah, you should pull some of those memes. And who is? I'm trying to think of the name. The rock monster guy, like the was in Planet Hulk.
Yeah,
Krag, something like that.
Short battle between him and Thor.
Yeah,
Krog? No.
It's something with a K, and I'm sorry for not knowing.
It probably sounds like that.
I'm looking at it's the Cronin race. That's what it is, but I don't think his name is Cronin. He has a name,
He's got a backstory.
Let the record show, live chat, that John Cena does not suck. That man has done more for the Make-A-Wish Foundation than most other people combined and takes time out of his very busy schedule while wrestling to do awesome movies and help children constantly, and he's a chiver. So John Cena is an American hero.
Something that we talk about with Fun. Wrestling. I mean, it's you either love John Cena or you hate John Cena.
Yeah.
There is no middle ground.
There's no middle ground. You have an opinion when it comes to John Cena.
Why would you hate him, though?
He's too good.
Doom, I heard you say Korg.
That, yeah, it is Korg is the rock
Korg.
Monster.
That's right. Thank you.
K-O-R-G.
I would love to see John Cena, like, Korg is in the ring and he's just like made of rocks. He's like, and Grandmaster's like, and here comes our next fighter. Except it would be Jeff Goldblum, so he'd be like, here comes our next fighter. It's John Cena! Da, 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 and he comes out, and Korg is like, what? I would love to see that.
I find this so tantalizing.
Yeah.
And I just love that this happened.
We couldn't get The Rock in MCU, but we got John Cena. They got Black Adam, we're like, we got John Cena, though.
We've got Batista and John Cena.
Yeah, we ran out of it.
So, Coy, if I'm not mistaken, you're a big fan of the Movement Watches, am I correct?
I am a big fan of Movement Watches.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Movement Watches?
You mean these watches?
I printed a sheet of paper, almost like... So, Movement Watches are our sponsor this week, and I should read off this, but to show I'm actually a fan of them, I'm not going to. they basically make really affordable watches, and as a guy that likes to dress well, that doesn't have the money to dress as well as he likes, I appreciate them doing a cool thing where they don't have stores they actually do all their stuff online, so we get to buy $400 to $500 watches for starting at $95, and with Marvel's code, which is movementwatches.com/Marvel, 15% off. Mm-hmm. So literally these are watches.
15, 1-5.
Very clear, 1-5.
So that's a great deal. And they're gorgeous watches.
And they're dope.
They really are. Yeah, they really are.
So, please.
Yeah, I was just going to chime in with that because I have the Boulevard, and it's all black. I call it the Assassin. Nice. It's not called that by the company. That is my name.
It totally should be.
And if anybody buys the Hermosa, which is a rose gold, and they were out of it at the time when I was getting these, send me a picture so I can be jelly.
So they've sold over 500,000 watches in 160 countries. They are an independently started company, and I, with Black Friday and consumerism and the way our country's going to politics, I think small businesses need more attention. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate what they're doing, and I love that they're actually passing on savings to the people, and I think Movement Watches is a good company to be involved with. So I thank them in general for sponsoring us, but also check them out at movementwatches.com/Marvel, and they make really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. I still need to get mine size
adjusted.
Because I'm a giant, so
well,
but yeah,
6'5", so
that's true. It's a whole lot of Mackie.
Yeah,
hey, anybody want to know exactly how tall Mackie is?
We've covered it twice.
Hey, it's the only thing I've got going for me. I'm a giant nerd, and I'm a giant.
You should come back in episode 110, because I think that's the Doctor Strange
debut. This is first issue of Doctor Strange. All right, let's talk New Mutants. That's our big story. And by big, I mean basically only.
story. Well, we've got the egg after it, though.
We do have the Easter egg.
Very excited about Easter egg.
You were super excited about the Easter egg. So there was a possible leaked animatic that came out from comingsoon.net for the New Mutants. And in the animatic, we saw the camera kind of follows up behind Magic, and she's got her soul sword, Ileana Rasputin, and she's got Lockheed on her shoulder, and she goes running into battle against Demon Bear, which is, like, admittedly, I don't get. I want to get. I've never understood Demon Bear. I am a fan of Doctor Strange. I can understand the enigmatic, inexplicable WTF of Doctor Strange, but Demon Bear, I'm like,
you know what I think?
Is it a bear? Is it a demon?
It's
like a projection. Man Bear Pig.
So
what do you think happened? Is Deadpool came out. And people saw Deadpool. And then Fox saw dollar signs. And Fox went, you know what's good? Weird. And they were like, you know what we have? A demon bear.
We have demon bear.
And I think that they were just leaning into the strangeness of Deadpool by way of New Mutants.
Maybe.
It's Let's watch it.
Yeah, it's really good, actually.
Can they see this as well?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I was afraid we were silently staring.
And again, this is just like a pre-viz animatic. Lions, tigers, and bears.
From comingsoon.net.
And we have no idea if this is legit or real or what. But here's the flag. It flashes to hell very briefly. Then she... and it's just, like, so exciting. Like, just the fact that it's possible that we're going to see this is so...
It's so out there,
awesome.
Man.
It's so...
They're in space. There's a dragon. There's a demon bear.
Yeah,
like,
you better run, Demon Bear.
I'm excited to see Magic on the big screen.
I know. Me too. Like, seeing Ileana Rasputin and the possibility that Fox is now going to bring, like, sorcery and magic and extra-dimensional travel to their universe is exciting.
But, like, Lockheed and Kitty Pryde are homies. Why is she hanging out? I've got questions.
No, but Lockheed, I think, originally hung out with the New Mutants, and Kitty Pryde eventually took her over when she started leading the team.
I thought Lockheed was around before New Mutants.
Maybe he was. I know, and this... So this is almost an exact grab from New Mutants number 18. This entire sequence is almost exactly from New Mutants 18.
Lockheed showed up in the John Romita Jr. era of X-Men, so I think that was before New Mutants. I think the character was just popular.
I mean, maybe, I don't know, but I do know that in this... Oh, here comes Cannonball, this is awesome. Uh-huh. It's only one thing I can do, but I can do it hard. Turn into a cannonball.
Blammo.
Bloosh. Get ready, Demon Bear.
I like how the animatic has a black eye. They're like, you know what's edgy?
A black eye.
It does say a lot, though.
No, but so...
Oh, what's going to happen when you just launch yourself at people all the time?
This is all almost exactly from New Mutants 18. Mm-hmm. They've changed it up a little bit, but Danny Moonstar, who goes by Mirage at this time, is a Native American, and her mom and dad are, like, somehow, like, merged into like this demonic entity that plagues her. It's called Demon Bear. I don't know if it's a physical thing or a psychic thing or like this extra planar dimensional. I've never known. I don't get it. Demon Bear. But I do know that like she's plagued by it and she goes to face it on her own because she doesn't think her team will be able to handle it. Demon Bear takes her down. This is all in the comic book, so I'm not spoiling the movie.
Right.
But the Demon Bear takes her down. Then the team takes her to the hospital. So in that sequence, we see Danny Moonstar in the hospital.
And it's coming after her.
And the Demon Bear is coming after her, after her. So, and then the team has to face Demon Bear.
That looks so strange. I'm so excited. It's so weird, man. Like, mutants are weird. This is, like, so weird.
But again, we don't know if this is legit. Like, for all we know, a fan did this. And just, like, kind of played around with, like, tweaked this comic book story a little bit to be a little bit more cinematic. But
according to ComingSoon.net, which is who posted it, they said that it was, it came from a source close to the film. They don't specify what that is. So it is, I think, technically a leak. But it sounds like it was leaked from an official source.
It's almost like that's how Deadpool got made.
To be honest, it sounds like they're trying to
rally the fans.
Not so shyly follow the pattern of Deadpool.
Yeah. Someone at Fox is just like... All the time.
It's like a dark game. Yeah. They just have characters up.
I hope that's real, because that looks I've had more normal drug trips than that. Like, that looks insane. Yeah. Like, I'm very excited about that journey.
But, like, so in the comic book, Ilyana Rasputin actually has Lockheed with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that made sense to me. Like,
gotcha.
Like, I'm used to seeing Lockheed with Kitty Pryde, but, like, I first knew Lockheed being with Magic, so. Bless me, so sorry. And then, like, seeing Cannonball, I don't know why, I've always loved
Cannonball. I love Cannonball. Well, yeah, same.
Sam Guthrie, like, he's...
And his sister, Husk, are awesome.
Yeah, yeah, all the Guthries are pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a cool team, or family. And I also, I think...
A good personality to throw in there.
Anya Taylor-Joy is who I've wanted for Magic forever. From The Witch. I think she'd be incredible, and she still, like, looks perfect for it.
She was rumored for it.
Right, long ago.
And then it was like, no, that's just a rumor, she's not actually going to talk.
Cut to concept art, so maybe.
Speaking of Cannonball, actor Nat Wolff from Paper Towns and The Fault in Our Stars, and he's been currently cast in Death Note, he's being rumored for Cannonball by the exact same site, ComingSoon.net. So we don't... But this is all rumor. It's all virtually unsubstantiated. They're claiming they have sources. For all we know, those are... The sources are an intern who works in, like, the back office in a scene.
Right, you never know.
You never know, so...
Hey, interns know a lot.
But interns aren't at the top of the chain. Maybe they're seeing an animatic that was done 2 years ago to help pitch New Mutants to the executives, you know? So so we don't know. But all that being said, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think it's a good way, too. There's so much messy X-Men continuity. New Mutants is a good way to be like, hey, we want to do weird stuff to keep
reset.
Up.
Yeah. Here's completely a new reset. Completely reset, yeah.
X-Force, New Mutants, weird things.
So I know we want to move on, and I know we don't have as much time, but very briefly, I thought we could say who's Magic, Wolf's Bane, Cannonball, and Danny Moonstar. Like, just their basic powers. Magic is Peter Rasputin's sister, Colossus. Mm-hmm. Colossus' sister. She's weird. She's a weird one. She's a very weird one.
Sometimes she's good, sometimes she's bad.
And that's saying a lot for the X-Men, because there's a lot of weird X-Men, but like, Magic is a strange one.
Well, she's got a few things going on. It's not like she just has the one power, like, you know, Colossus turns into, you know.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on, and it's like, is her mutant power, like, she's kind of like up there with Scarlet Witch. It's like, wait, is her mutant power that she's a sorceress? Like, what?
She's multitasking.
Yeah. But she was basically raised by the demon Belasco in Limbo. So she's kind of the queen of this, like, demonic realm. Dark Child could kind of take her over sometimes. Whatever. I don't think that they're going to even touch any of that in this movie. I think they're basically going to say she has access to this very powerful sword called the Soul Sword. And she can create these teleportation discs that allow her to kind of travel through time and space. So she can kind of go through time, and she can definitely travel through space. Like, a very strange power set. I'm very interested to see what they do with her. Lockheed is an alien that looks like a dragon. That's basically it.
Dragon alien.
Wolfsbane is basically...
Kind of like having a psychic inclined dog
that
just happens to be named Cosmos. So
that's cool. And if I remember from my Marvel cards, which I'm sure I do.
We should do that again sometime.
Yeah, we should. Lockheed is actually a hyper-intelligent alien. He just doesn't speak English.
That does sound right. I think you're right. Yes.
He's hyper, awesome. Hyper, super duper intelligent.
Somebody get him a babble fish.
Can't really, he can't really communicate with us. Wolfsbane, Ronnie Sinclair, is Scottish, and she's basically a werewolf, but she can kind of control like how wolf like how lupine she becomes.
She has complete control over it.
Yeah, so she can be like all the way wolf, partially wolf, human, but she has like a lot of Catholic guilt about it because she knows how evil werewolves are and how that primal nature.
Oh, it's a really,
it's a great contrast. Yeah, Cannonball Sam Guthrie he basically turns himself into a human cannonball, and whenever he's in flight, he's surrounded by like this invulnerable. This he's field of invulnerability.
He's a southerner? Is that
yeah, he's, like, yeah, he's a southern gentleman.
Well, yeah. He's like from a coal mining town.
Yeah.
And he's, he like a lot of his dialogue sounds like that. Danny Moonstar Mirage is Native American, and her power is really cool. She can like tap into like what's Koi's greatest fear and then psychically create
make
that.
Make it happen.
Like make that happen for you.
Oh, I used to have an ex that was like that.
Hey-o!
There's
the rim shot. A little bit late, but there it is. And then Demon Bear, we've already talked about it. We don't know if he's going to be the primary antagonist or even in the film at all, because, again, we don't know how substantiated this rumor is. But
I love the idea of someone's mutant power just being like a Bogart in Harry Potter. Just like literally like, this thing! Spider! Spider! That could be so much fun in a movie.
Yeah.
She also does, like, she can do their, like, wishes and dreams and stuff. She can just trick them.
And at some point, I think she could shoot like psychic arrows or something.
Psychic bullets or something.
Psychic bullet arrows.
Yeah.
So that's it for New Mutants. Let's talk Easter eggs. I know you're very excited about this. So James Gunn later in the year was talking about how there's one Easter egg in Guardians of the Galaxy that no one has found, and it set the nerd world on fire. Everyone's been searching for it. Everyone's been like throwing out.
He did not offer a universal $100,000, by the way. He said it to one person. And then everyone, Nick Cage, National Treasured themselves looking for the declaration on the back.
That's a good analogy.
It is a fun hole to go down. Yeah. I'll say that.
So he finally came out and said, look, I appreciate you guys like looking for this Easter egg. I guarantee you it exists. I did not. That was like a metaphor, basically. Like, I will pay you $100,000 to prove that it's true. Like, he didn't mean he's going to pay someone to go find this thing.
Comicbook.com
ran this picture. Go ahead and show this real quick, Doom. With one of their stories talking about the Easter egg, and I saw in the clouds the Easter egg, and no one has seen this. I looked it up. Uh-huh. I did extensive research on this, and by extensive, I mean like 15 minutes of Google searching. Uh-huh. Couldn't find it, and I came up with Papa Smurf is in the clouds. That's the Easter egg.
There we go.
That's it,
Papa Smurf has been in the clouds the whole time.
Boom.
Doom, can you go back to the other picture? Without the outline, my terrible drawing.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, I mean, you can't unsee it. That's the world now.
Let's go back to that. Let's see it.
Papa
Smurf.
What
else could it be?
That's it.
You can't unsee it.
You can't unsee it. That is Papa Smurf. Papa Smurf. Papa Smurf. There we go. Papa Smurf. Smurf. There it is.
James Gunn, you owe Matt an imaginary $100,000.
Yeah, you owe me. You owe me, bro.
After a mere 15 minutes.
Now, here's the other thing. Maybe it's Stan Lee. Like, take the hat off. And maybe, like, it's Stan Lee.
Without the hat.
Like, and bald. I don't know. Because you kind of have some hair in the back there, maybe. Like, I don't know. Anyway. But you have another Easter egg that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah. And I see there's a couple of Easter eggs coming up in the chat roll, too. Gamer Girl says, if you look on Drax's shoulder, you can see a red skull.
Interesting.
That's a good reason to rewatch the movie. But mine was... young Peter Quill is wearing a t-shirt. It's a JD Canoe Rental, Dolores River. There is no JD Canoe Rental, but I have a picture of it for that. And then later on, you see Barit, and Barit is the techno artist, filmmaker, doing that whole thing with Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
And she's wearing that same t-shirt later.
Yeah.
So then my Easter egg is... there she is. And then my Easter egg is that the Dolores River has something really big to do with James's gun life. And it's one of those treasure sites because there's a poem by, I believe it's Forrester Finn, detailing it out. Well, there's a possible treasure there. So I'm like, that's the Easter egg. So there you go. It's right up there with the Papa Smurf.
Yeah. We're digging. We really want that imaginary 100,000. Or you know what? If we're right, James Gunn,
just come
on our show. Just come on our show. We don't need $100,000. I mean, I'd love that.
If you want to come tell everyone what the Easter egg was,
we'll also invite
that. We love it.
The chair is the cosmic couch is open to you. It's
all yeah. Yes, you can be one of our heralds. Please do. Do we have iTunes shout outs?
There are no new iTunes shout outs, but I wanted to bring up a thing that I don't know if we have a picture of because this just happened yesterday and I just tweeted. But did you see the thing that Sebastian Stan posted?
Oh, where he's got the shield?
Someone made him a Winter Soldier shield. And he said, thanks for someone making this Winter Soldier shield, someone blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is either, like, hardcore trolling or... Because it looks legit. It looks like an actual...
I think.
What's your thought? Because it looks awesome. No.
If I remember correctly, when Brittany was working at Wizard World, my fiancé, now wife, a fan made that for him. But he couldn't get it on the plane or take it home with him. I think that's what that is.
Because he tweeted it yesterday, and I got really excited. I just tweeted it out there, so it's on my Twitter.
Because I remember Brittany talking about it, and her boss, a very good friend of mine named Chris Jansen, talking about how they had to find a way to transport that to him.
It's real cool.
That's super
so
sweet.
I think a fan made it for him. So I don't think he's trolling. I think that's legitimately... I'm Sebastian Stan, legitimately thanking a fan for making this incredible shield for me.
I actually like that even more.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, man. That's awesome.
Okay, so we do have some fans.
No, go for it. Okay. Take it away.
In the last 5 minutes. All right, so birthday shout out to Eli M. At Mr. E33333. He wants a birthday shout out for his best friend, Luke Stoddard. He's turning 23 on December 2nd.
What a young man, 23. 23, you can finally drink then, right?
Happy birthday, baby.
For like having 2 years of how old are you?
I know, I was kidding.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'5 and almost 40.
When I turned 18, it was legal to drink. I'm that old. And it's been a whole thing in America. These states, 23.
Oh, man.
When I turned 23, it was prohibition. Yeah.
Captain Travis, at Captain Travis 55. Shout out to you because I love how much... I get excited for Black Panther every week on Marvel Movie News because he's the only one in his group that's eager for Black Panther.
Your group?
I know.
Get out of your group.
Get a new group.
Find your friends.
Come to Los Angeles and be in our group.
Everyone loves Black Panther here.
Yeah.
Yes. It's going to be amazing. It's already amazing, and it's going to be even more amazing.
I was excited about Black Panther before I even saw him in the movie. I was just like, yes.
We had that best leader at Screen Junkies thing, and I said Black Panther because he is so many different tiers of leadership.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Very true.
He needs to express some rage.
Why are we so full of rage?
No, at the not
at
Black Panther
friends.
Fans.
At his friends.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay,
don't
now
worry.
Makes sense.
After it comes out, they'll be all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had so many, by the way, I don't want to take away, but I've had so many friends tell me, like, yeah, I get Doctor Strange. Now I understand why you've been obsessed with him for so long. I'm like, yes, finally!
So
understand me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not throwing shade. I love when anybody gets
involved.
But,
absolutely.
I mean, Marvel Universe is huge, so everybody's going to find something.
Everyone has
something.
I'm glad everybody understands you now.
Yeah, everyone finally understands me.
Okay, and the fan that tweeted the John Cena thing to me was at New Geek Haven.
New Geek Haven's awesome.
Yeah, so shout out to you for doing that. It was a nice little discussion topic. Let's see. Questions from at Mother Joker. Which new characters do you think will appear in Infinity War apart from Captain Marvel?
Which new characters? I don't know. Like, I don't know if any, I think they have so many already.
They have so many.
Maybe a little C-list character that wouldn't appear normally, like someone that we just wouldn't expect, but I don't think we should.
There are way too many.
There's
60 some odd characters to choose from. I don't know if we need to introduce any more new ones.
I know, it's so packed. Yeah. It's so packed already.
It's going to get a bit intense.
Thank God it's two movies.
Only character that I could see bringing in
Abigail Brand.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
I was trying to get a picture.
I saw you looking up Sword. Yeah. I was like, oh, he's thinking Abigail Brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
And only because it makes sense to put the organization of Sword into it, and I think Sword could also play a large part in Captain Marvel. Yeah. And they have that said sense. That the Russo brothers have said that there are new characters in there, but I think they were more minor.
Yeah, I would imagine they're more That's minor huge. And maybe
on,
like more
probably on Thanos' team.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
Okay. And from @option_0, does Doom ever get claustrophobic in the booth? It looks tight. Is that why he doesn't have a cape? Is the booth in a pocket dimension?
Who Doom says I don't have a cape?
Definitely in a pocket.
Doom, only you can answer this.
Really quickly.
I have. It is a small booth, but I find my way around. And you just don't see the cape. Trust me, I've got a cape.
Trust him. Okay, so for comics and pictures. Oh, thanks, Ray. Is it Villanueva?
Villanueva, yeah.
Yeah, @AZSensityMagic. Marvel Movie News is the best way to spend noon on Tuesdays.
Aww, thank you.
And they are the best host team. #ClappyHappy.
Oh, Clappy Happy.
I know you have a couple pictures, so I'm just going to do two shout-outs before we get to the picture stuff.
Okay.
On Twitter, I want to shout out Ryan Klein, who turned 25 on Friday.
Aw. Happy birthday.
Very happy birthday, Ryan Klein.
And then on our Facebook, which I rarely check, but I just happened to check today, back on November 5th, Reed Gibson got a call from his wife in the middle of Doctor Strange last night that her water broke and we needed her on the hospital.
What?
He missed the ending of the movie, but he got to meet his second son ahead of schedule.
That is
so
awesome.
Happy birthday to your baby boy Julian.
Where does he live?
In Sioux City, Idaho.
Sioux City. Oh man.
So happy birthday to your second son, and that's an amazing story. And
if you live close to Los Angeles, I would take you to the movie and
so as that a, you can like, see the ending.
That'd be awesome.
Take you to the but,
congratulations, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congrats.
Sorry to throw.
Okay, cool. We're going to speed right through these really, really quick then. Adrian Shawcroft at SWW, SWWolf36, pictures of his den, and it's a picture, and it's pictures, it's got Marvel pillows and the such. And then at Newt Geekhaven sent us a picture of his first Iron Fist. He found that in his stash.
Oh, that's right, he found the Iron Fist number one.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I want
it. I have that picture too in there.
Newt Geekhaven, send that to me.
Yeah. and then another picture, Fino Ortez at F3 Ortez sent a picture that he found, and it's Batman in a Thor box with Avengers on it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
So there's that. And then we're going to end it on this note. Well, okay, so Koi's mom sent a picture. It's Free Comic Book Day several years ago in Massachusetts, and it is Koi on his motorcycle dressed in Spider-Man wear.
Oh my
it
god.
It was
excellent.
The right choice and the
it
only
always
choice.
Is. It always is.
In the background is my red 3000 GT, which was also a Spider-Man doubt because it had a carbon fiber hood and was red.
God,
and before that,
so
I had a blue
lame.
Civic that was
you're
Spider-Man.
So lame.
So all it's right. been a trend.
We've absolutely got to wrap. Yeah. Sorry, we have another show coming in that Doom has to jump to.
But thank you, Joby Wan Kenobi, for your picture.
Yes, we'll show it next week. I love it so much. Next week it's yours.
All right. Where can we find everybody? Go.
At Quadjandro on Twitter and Instagram, and thanks for all the movie fights. Love this week. You guys are amazing.
At Murky McCarty, Twitter and Instagram.
And Darth Thinmint.
And Darth Thinmint for Snapchat.
Yeah. There you go.
At April Wallin on everything.
And Wallin is spelled W-A-H-L-I-N.
Yep, that's right.
I'm Matt Key at The Matt Key. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook and whatever else. And I'm married, and that's amazing. and it's good to be back. All right, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Skibbity-bap-dee-poo.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.
All right, hey. All right, good job, guys. Let's just not come in tomorrow. Let's just take a day.